Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some civil servants may not get their bonuses this month as expected, a move that has annoyed workers' unions with the government claiming its coffers are empty.
That consultation process was completed and the minister confirmed that bonuses will be paid to the civil servants, but it will be staggered.
The South African government says Zimbabweans who have applied to renew their permits will be allowed to go home for the festive holidays and return to South Africa without any hindrances.
The announcement by Honorable Kigawa is a welcome relief to most Zimbabweans who are here in South Africa.
And community leaders in Matabeleland South are urging the government to intensify irrigation programs in the drought-prone region after the United Nations Population Fund this week said children in the region are hardest hit by kwashoka due to starvation.
The government says its coffers are empty and so much such that some of its employees will not get their 13th check this month, as expected, much to the annoyance of some leaders of the workers' representatives. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Speaking to Studio 7 after meeting leaders of workers' representative bodies in the capital today, Public Service and Labour Minister Nicholas Goche said the government will not be able to pay bonuses to all its workers as expected because its coffers are empty. Goche said this decision was reached following consultations with the Finance Ministry.
I had not replied to their question about bonuses because I needed first to consult with the Minister of Finance and so that he could tell me what was possible. That consultation process was completed and the minister confirmed that bonuses will be paid to the civil servants, but it will be staggered. Some will receive it in November and others in December.
But Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe General Secretary Raymond Majongwe said government workers should be treated equally.
It's for all the civil servants. This is why we've actually made a proposal that the lowest paid worker should be earning $680. We have done a sum total analysis of what rentals, of what water bills we are paying, of what health expenses we are having, of what we ordinarily want our salaries to be pegged at, and we have put $608 as our minimum acceptable working figure for 2015.
President of the Progressive Educators Union of Zimbabwe, Wilson Makanyaire, said government should walk its talk on its promises for its employees' bonuses.
They discussed about housing, we discussed about the land issue, we discussed about the 13th check for civil service, we discussed about amendment of the labor laws. Yes, the meeting was good in a nutshell.
Meanwhile, Minister Goche said negotiations between government and its employees for salary adjustments are expected to resume next month.
The first process I'll do is to consult the Minister of Finance so that he can give us the guidelines as to how far we can go. So that consultation process has not been completed.
However, Majongwe warned that civil servants may down their tools if the negotiations do not yield the desired results.
And one doesn't want to be oblivious of the realities around what the doctors did. The doctors were raising their concerns. They were not listened to. They went on strike. And if government wants to solve and deal with our problems, they can avoid the strike by engaging us. Because if things are not addressed, 2015 will be a very difficult year, we want to assure you.
Civil servants say they want their salaries increased so that the least paid worker earns at least $680 per month. But a recent survey conducted by the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe concluded that a family of five requires at least $592 per month to survive. Currently, the least paid government employee earns $250. Mr. Goche, however, did not speak to the allegations being leveled against him by colleagues in ZANU-PF in the faction allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa that he visited Europe and passed through Russia and South Africa, seeking to hire hitmen to kill President Robert Mugabe if he refused to leave office at the party's elective December Congress. Goche, according to the state-controlled media, is in the faction allegedly supporting the beleaguered Vice President Joyce Mujuru. The former state security minister told the Herald newspaper yesterday that he had never been to Israel and that he does not know anything about the said plan. He is likely going to be damned like many others in his camp, allegedly linked to Mrs. Mujuru. The party's supreme decision-making body, the Politburo, meets this Saturday to discuss this and other issues as the Congress debates draw closer. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.